Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Out later today, a brand new episode in our podcast series called The Road to Rural Prosperity. Our special guest is Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, now the ranking member of the Science and Technology Committee. And based on the fact that he has one of the largest agricultural districts in the country, he remains very much interested in what's going on when it comes to agricultural policy issues. One thing that he's got a lot of feedback from his constituents on and that he's watching closely, how Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will allocate monies to the beef cattle industry hit hard by the coronavirus fallout.
The fund that's been most discussed since the passage of the legislation, of course, is the $9.5 billion to go into basically a coronavirus response. I, at this moment, cannot say with certainty how Secretary Perdue and the department intends to distribute that. There have been a number of letters from various of my colleagues in different regions of the country going to the secretary that I've seen copies of. I would suspect, in the spirit of moving the money quickly out, they probably need to pick up a disaster program from the past somewhere so they have the flesh of the details and rules to go with. Some would argue they should use the MFP program, the money, the rules that were created to address the trade embargoes, those payments in recent years. I'm not sure yet, Ron, how ultimately that's going to come out.
Congressman Lucas, hopeful that Secretary Perdue will move quickly to get some assistance out in the countryside for beef cattle producers hit hard by the pandemic. Also under a lot of stress right now, the ability to have adequate and fast enough rural broadband. Congressman Lucas, out on the ranch in Roger Mills County, says he has seen that firsthand.
That's absolutely right, Ron. And where I live here, I have access to broadband. I wouldn't describe it as the kind of broadband you would have in Oklahoma City or Tulsa or even some of my regional communities. And it is clear that with everyone at home, working at home, with kids at home trying to do schoolwork, with the increased social interaction by phone and by video link and by text message and by email, the system is under great pressure. Things have slowed down dramatically. I can see that. I'm just as dependent as my neighbors are in that regard. So, yes, how do we address that?
Congressman Frank Lucas, who says after this pandemic passes, we've got to redouble our efforts to make sure everybody has better and more reliable internet service. You've got Farm News on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.